All right, so let's get back to your patient. Again, anything beyond crizotinib that causes responses with medexon 14?
Well, so that is definitely a work in progress. So there's been one case report published of somebody developing the predictable gatekeeper mutation in MET to crizotinib, and that person responded to cabozantinib, which interestingly enough also has some CNS penetration. But that's a pretty tough drug to give, as you know. It's a fairly dirty drug. I think a lot of people are saying, well, given that this is about high levels of protein, could we look at some of the antibodies which strip it off the surface? So emibatuzumab, metmab. The question is, can they resurrect these things which have failed from when they try and give them to everybody? That's a real company decision as to whether they want to chase that down. Perhaps the group that's going to go after it first is actually another of the antibody drug conjugates. So there are some antibody drug conjugates which essentially have a toxin, and they use the MET just as an address label to deliver it. So for example, ABBV-399 is targeted against MET to deliver a toxin.
Wow, that's cool. And this is just lung cancer or other?
Well, they're trying into lots of things, but they have about a 20% response rate they've reported in some abstracts in lung cancer. So it's kind of interesting.
Really? This is with MET mutations?
No, you're using the MET purely as an address label. So the MET doesn't have to be driving the cell. But obviously in the MET exon 14s, where they have high levels of protein anyway, it's a kind of no-brainer to say, well, hey, these ones are really going to be standing out to deliver your antibody drug conjugate. But these are all works in progress.
But again, this antibody drug conjugate got 20% across the board, not in MET identified patients.
No, you had to be MET positive to get into the study.
Okay, right. Okay, great.
But their metric for being MET positive is by immunohistochemistry. And they use a metric that's only about 50% of lung cancer.